Let's look at Matthew 22. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They said, the son of David. The son of David. So now that answers a lot of questions about his ministry. And what we have to realize, he was not preaching in Greek. He was preaching either in Hebrew or Aramaic. It just comes along that the Greek was where these writings were preserved. Son of David. And now, Mark 10:46. Oh, we're right there in Matthew. Matthew 20:30. As they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. Two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. The multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace, but they cried the more, having mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. Jesus stood still. Yee-haw. And called them. What will you that I do? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them, touched their eyes. Immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. All right. Now Mark 10:46. This one gets even more specific. They came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples. A great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David. Now, here's what it actually is in Hebrew. Thou son of David, do hesed for me. Yes. Now, hesed is a difficult, it's a covenant word. And it means, hesed means the greater blesses the lesser and brings them into equal relationship. When David heard, he had a blood covenant with Jonathan. He called in Ziba. Is there any? Is there any left of the house of Jonathan to whom the King James is mercy, to whom I can show hesed? He said, yes. There's a young lad at Lodabar, but he's crippled in his feet. He said, go get him. Go get him. He had a blood covenant with Jonathan. I mean, they actually. Performed a blood covenant rite in their wrists. He was, that covenant was pressing David to where he had to give to somebody. He had to give it. He had to find family. Glory to God. We should be the same way. Praise God. So, many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. You know, we're putting you down, but everything's all right now. Jesus answered and said, what will you have that I should do to me, the blind man, that I might receive my sight? Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Immediately, he received his sight and followed him. Immediately. Now get this. Received his sight and followed him. 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 Amen. Amen. Now, when... Brother Hagin was Southern Baptist, and we were Southern Baptists until my folks received the Holy Ghost, and it's like Brother Hagin said, they got the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists and came over among the Pentecostals. But anyway, but he was raised up from a deathbed on Mark 11. And he said he was so paralyzed that if he drank something, that he'd get where he couldn't see. And he asked the doctor, why is it he was premature. They took him premature to save the life of his mother. Anyway, said, I drink something. He said, doctor, why is it when I drink something hot or cold, it goes way over here and into my stomach? He said, well, son, you're so premature. And the reason you can't live is we would have to give you a new heart. We'd have to give you new lungs. And he said, all of your piping and plumbing inside your chest would have to be changed. Well, it was changed like that. After about 17 months with that Bible in the bed. But he said that he began preaching among the Southern Baptists, and he was anointing people with oil and getting them healed. And they came to him, they said, now we're ready to ordain you, but we want you to kind of tone down on that healing. He said, I was planning on toning up on it. But he'd been healed, see? Anyway, so he wound up then. He said his mother told him, said, that new church down there, that tabernacle, you need to go down there. They believe like you do, or you believe like they do. So he went down there, and they'd all start praying in tongues. And he said, well, you know, he said, I'll just fellowship with them around the healing. But he says, like as a man in East Texas said, it's kind of like a slippery creek bank. You keep messing around, you're going to fall in. He said, I messed around and fell in. Said, I went down to the pastor's house. Wanted an appointment. Well, why don't you come back later? He said, no, I don't want to come back later. I want to receive the Holy Ghost. They said, well, he said, it won't take me long to receive. Because he knew how to receive. Yes. Didn't take him for, you know, just a few minutes. They were shocked at how quick it was. That's because their old-time Pentecost were used to tarrying. Because Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem till he comes. Well, he's already come. You don't have to tarry. He's already here. And those of you that have not slipped in, just go on and slip in this morning. It's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. You're born again. If you're not, say, Jesus, come into my heart now. Morakambara fatelele ke ne dos dose se ke. There are people being received, saith the Lord. The Christians that are receiving, saith the Lord, healing in your teeth, in your gums, in this whole area, jaw, and the lower parts of the jaw. TMJ is being healed right now. Glory to God. Lower backs are being healed right now. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. All in this side of the nose, someone that's had a problem, maybe, I don't know, maybe you broke your nose. I hope it wasn't like me. I broke it once and it was over here. I broke it twice and it was over here. And the third time I broke it, it wound up in the middle. Well, I mean, I didn't break it. Somebody else did. I didn't intend to. But anyway, but now I have sleep on this side. Because of sleep on this side, it closes up and I can't breathe. So I have sleep over here where it'll fall open and where I can get air in there. And, you know, close, I mean, I can feel that bone right there. But, you know, so just sleep on your side. What difference does it make? But it's being healed. And I got, what is there? Those sinus things again. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. A herniated esophagus is being healed right now. Praise the Lord forever. A problem in your elbow that, what is that, Lord? Someone had it dislocated, and there's someone that had something broken in an elbow and it didn't come back right, but it's being healed. It's being supernaturally fixed right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I said, praise God. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What the Spirit of God wanted you to see is how easy it is to receive from Jesus. He just simply said, I will. Cornelius the centurion sent word. They came to him, they came to Jesus and said, he built us a synagogue. It was the synagogue in Capernaum. Go widescreen. I mean, study a little. With the intention of seeing that whole picture. Now, no wonder he said, this must have been the Son of God. And for a while, I wondered why he would do that. Then I realized, it's the same centurion that sent for him. And I'm paraphrasing. He said, I'm not important enough for you to even come under my roof. He had a servant boy. Actually, the scripture says he was a bond slave. A bond slave is a slave that doesn't want to leave. Yeah. And he loved him. And he said, he's sick unto dying. He said, you don't even need to come under my roof. I am a man of authority. So he came up through the ranks. He said, I tell a man to do this, and he does it. I tell a man to go there, and he does it. Come here, he does it. You say the word, and my servant will be healed.
Amen.
Now, what did Jesus say? I have not found such faith in all of Israel. And there's all of his staff standing there saying, whoa. This Roman soldier. And when he shouted with a loud voice, after that he said, this must be the Son of God. And he's just, I mean, he's praying over this, and he's praying over this, and he's in prayer, and an angel came to him and said, call for Peter. In Acts 10:38, that's where that came from. Let's turn there. Praise God. So, let's look in the, come to the 28th verse. And he said unto them, you know that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore what intent you have sent for me. Cornelius said, 4 days ago, now listen to this, I was fasting. 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, thine alms. You're giving. This is a giving man. I mean, he built the synagogue at his own expense. Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
You're giving up my attention. Ah, think about that the next offering plate that comes by. And like the Lord said to me one time, are you giving enough to get my attention? I'll do better, sir. Praise God. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard. Thine alms have remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, and when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent unto thee that thou should come, that immediately I sent to thee that thou hast well done that you're come. Now therefore are we all present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word, now here it is, which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus. There it is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He is Lord of all. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism with John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And people, you know, come and say, but Brother Copeland, that was Jesus. No, it wasn't. His God. God anointed him. Without the anointing, he's helpless. Without the anointing, I'm helpless. Without the anointing, you're helpless. Amen. Hallelujah. Healing is working in here right now. Lower spines are being healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Knees are being healed. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And I want to tell you something. The glorified body. What do we resist with all of our hearts? Everything he bore for us on the cross. We resist sin. We resist sickness and disease. Amen. That's the reason people come up and say, well, it's passed away. The devil is afraid of it. Amen. People start getting healed and just push him out. Amen. Because Jesus broke his authority. Amen. And all he has left is the lie. Yes. And the reason he has to lie, he doesn't own anything. He turned to John 10. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief, now listen to this, and don't get it out of order. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Let me see that right here. Now listen to this. Ooh, or you, hey, you better tighten your spiritual seatbelt. The thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Woo! Ah, glory to God! Hallelujah! Yes! Until it overflows! And I hear people say when it comes to kill, steal, no. What does he come to steal? The word. If he can steal the word, then he can kill.
I've had pain in my back for 42 years. It affected my feet, my legs. And then 15 years ago, I got arthritis in my spine, my neck, my shoulder, my hands. And I sat there, and all of a sudden, my head started going, whoa, what's going on here? And then it was I couldn't feel anyone touching me, but it was like somebody was pulling my head round. And I went as far as I normally could, which was there, and it was like, nope, round, you know. Yeah. And I could see behind me. 12 years since I've been able to do that.
Great.
And then it was like somebody whipped my head round this side and I got to there and it was nope, back I went. And then you said, everyone raise your hands. Up until yesterday, that was it. My right hand, there's me.
Whoa! Whoa. Glory to God!
And I'll tell you. And then my back. The easiest way to explain my back feel, if you can imagine a firework rocket and somebody lighting the fuse at the bottom, and it was like my back was all crackly, all the way up to the top
Isn't
of my
that
neck.
Amazing?
And then all of a sudden, it was like electricity was shooting up my spine, up to the top, and out when it went, out the top of my head. And I've got no pain. None. None in my back.
Glory to God.
As a child of God, healing belongs to you. It's property you own, not a reward for good works. In the teaching, Forgiveness, the Power to Heal, Kenneth Copeland reveals how forgiveness plays a vital role in receiving your freedom, both mentally and physically. Don't let strife and unforgiveness stop you from having the good life God has already given you. Learn how to practice forgiveness and unlock a life of walking in love and wholeness. Keep your heart focused on Jesus, who bought and paid for your healing. Meditate on God's healing promises and let your faith grow strong. Forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. And when you release the forgiving power of God's grace, it heals you and others around you. Take your authority as a born-again believer, claim your healing, and walk in the fullness of God's blessing. Order your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Forgiveness, the Power to Heal, on DVD or digital download. See how the forgiving power of God's grace released through you will heal you and draw others to Him. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310
Free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on five continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Ephesians 4:32 and 5:2 tells us how we should be living. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Brother Copeland's teaching series, Forgiveness, the Power to Heal, is an excellent resource to help you keep the love of God operating in your life. As you watch this video, allow the Holy Spirit to show you the loving heart of the Father. Learn how to release the force of forgiveness and then learn how to stay free in the love of God. When unforgiveness has no hold on you, you're able to impact those around you for Jesus. You become God's agent of forgiveness and healing, bringing his love and compassion to others. The force of forgiveness has the power to heal. This is your gift from the Copelands, so be sure to request it today on kcm.org. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have a prayer line staffed with licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. So if you need prayer, call us today. It's important to base your prayer on the Word of God and make it final authority in your life. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.